October 30th, good day. Leaving Kundara, again a busy, busy place. We didn't really get any breakfast, but we ran into another person that made a lot of more sense about changing money. So this time I changed $200 and ended up with a stack of paperwork, as in bills, probably an inch and a half thick. So that's just how the money works here. On the way, the roads kept being challenging. You have old tarmac roads that have holes in them, so you really can't use them that much, or you have to go through deep holes. And then you have quite often a trail next to it, and you're sculpting your way over the road. It is, it's just slow moving. And occasionally you cross a bridge with beautiful river sightings, and the landscaping itself was really good. And you really do find people most places. People walking along the road, and you don't always see a village right away, but people live off the main road, tracks and trails and everything. Then of course you get goats. You get so many goats. That's been a consistent picture. Goats, lots of places in Africa. And then some cows, herds of cows. It remains a fascinating place. So when it was time to find a place to sleep, not wanting to drive in the dark anymore, we ended up deciding that camping was the way to go, since there wasn't any other place to sleep. So we found a spot. It was slightly off the road, but it sloped down just a little bit. And with the threat of rain in the sky, we opted to not pitch the tent, because then it would be wet and was just, yeah, forget it. But so that was the first time we actually car camped, sleeping inside the car. And that was a first for Johan. It was obviously a little tight, but we were able to deal with it the best we could, and ended up sleeping enough anyway. Well, that was a good day, but very few miles. Thanks for coming along.